Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. The radio commentary is brought to you by the National Corn Growers Association, Crop Life America, and the Renewable Fuels Association. They are friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. We just celebrated another Thanksgiving, and we do have a lot to be thankful for. Our economy is roaring with GDP in the 3% range and near full employment. The best advantage that we have, though, is that we don't live in the Middle East, where years of war has destroyed the homes and lives of millions. We've been watching the suffering on TV and hope stability can be reestablished soon. We don't live in Africa either. The U.S. has only 1% of our population farming and ranching, yet we produce so much food that we export 25% of our production. The cost of food here eats up only 9% of a family's disposable income. In Africa, 65% of the population live on farms, and they have to spend 70% of their income to buy food to feed their family. Not much money left for computers and cell phones. U.S. Midwest corn yields were in the 200 bushel per acre range this year. Average yield in Africa, 20 bushel per acre. Our Thanksgiving dinner here this year was the lowest cost since 2013. Turkey, sweet potatoes, peas, stuffing, gravy for a family of four, $49.12, 75 cents less than last year. And I know as farmers, we think meat and grain prices are too cheap. But the story here is that U.S. food prices inflation has been very stable for several years. And that's a credit to our ag industry. Public confidence in our economy continues to go up. And I know there are serious problems all over the world. Look at North Korea threatening their neighbors, and even our country too. I think we have come to realize that we can't fix all the problems in the world. We'll do what we can, but there are other developed nations that need to do their share. President Trump told them that, and he's right. We need to focus on our own security, our own needs. Today's priorities for agriculture are, one, we need a new farm bill. Number two, we want tax reform. Number three, trade is so important to us that we worry about that all the time. For now, I say, thank you, God. We are grateful for our blessings. And I am John Block from Washington.